We are continuing to tell the stories of Wisconsin families that have reached the milestones of 100 or 150 years of owning their farmsteads or homesteads around the state. One of those farms that I was able to catch up with at the Wisconsin State Fair was the Glavin family of Friendship, Wisconsin in Adams County. Liana Glavin shares the story of their family's farm.
Okay, my farm originally was a Martinson farm, and then my dad purchased it from them. And that's the Sparby farm, and then I bought it on a land contract from my mom and dad. We are currently beef and sheep. We have Murray gray cattle and Suffolk sheep.
When your dad purchased it, or way back when, what was the farm like, and as far as the operation, and how has it changed today?
Okay, when my the Martinsons farmed it, it was a dairy farm, and it was a very quaint dairy farm. And when I received it, there was a house on it, but the house wasn't livable. So I burnt the house down that was there and bought a house from another farm that was going to be an irrigation field, and moved that across 7 potato fields, and it became my homestead, farm, house. Like I said, we have it as a beef pasture with our Suffolk sheep also on pasture. So we're trying to make it so it's the least amount of work and we're not tied to it. And my brother and sister, they help with all of our crops. So I buy most of my hay and feed from them.
Now, what do things look like for the future? Is it planning to continue to stay in the family? Or, what are things, are the next generations looking at coming back? What are things looking like?
Well, for the first year, after my daughters have all graduated from high school, my daughter's boyfriend's kids showed sheep at the fair, so I think that we're on our way to keep going with sheep and beef. My daughter Macy basically does the beef operation, and my daughter Hannah handles all the sheep operation. So I can see it going for a long time.
Now, why is it so important for you that over the years, you know, you've kind of kept it in the family and you've kept it going, and you know, you really utilize that passion that you have for agriculture?
I think agriculture is important because of the fact that, everything stems from agriculture, and they do take care of the people, and it's a great industry for anyone that is starting out with a family. I think that the best way to raise a family is on the farm.
Now, tell me a little bit about if someone were to come to your farm today and want to know something unique or an interesting story, you know, something that would set you apart from other farms, what would you tell them?
I think the most known thing about my farm is that I did move a big, huge house across the potato fields in the winter, and, then we set that up at our farm, and people know that place. They always talk about it. Oh, did you move that big white house? And yes, we did.
Now, talking about you replaced the house, basically, on the farm. What other structures or other things are still there from, forever ago that are still maybe in pretty good shape or maybe even still utilized today?
The barn is still there. The granary is still there. The milk house is still there. And the garage is still there. And we have been restoring them and trying to, keep them, because I think that's what makes it the farm. And I really like the buildings. There was another small barn down below, and that we're in the process of taking down and utilizing the boards for different projects.
So what kind of work does it really take to continue to maintain these buildings, to continue to keep them in shape, whether you're using them or not, to kind of keep that history preserved?
It takes a lot of money, I guess I would say. Work and money. So, me and my kids, we all work together and try to do our best to maintain things, because that's the part that I really like about our place, because my sister Lena owns half of the farm, and then I own the other half. I got the half with the buildings. So sometimes we think she's the lucky one, and sometimes I think I'm the lucky one. So I'm not sure. I guess it's a flip of the coin.
Anything else that you'd like to add about the farm, or anything else that you'd like other people to know?
Yeah, I am proud of the fact that it's been in our family. It's technically been in our family for 150 years, but I was only recognized for the 100 years because there's not a deed that proves that it was 150 years. But we know that they settled there just from the research that I did. And I did enjoy doing the research, and I just encourage anyone to go about it and do it because it's worth it just to figure things out about your farm. I worked in the title insurance business before, and I guess it's just kind of fun to research my own property. So I guess that's the best part of it, is that I researched my own property and I thought it was interesting. And just a little bit of history, the people that owned the farm before, their names were Chris and Silas. And my parents' dog's name is Silas and my dog's name is Chris, and we both have collies. So, and they used to have collies years ago too. So I guess that's a little interesting piece.
That was Lyanna Glavin of Friendship, Wisconsin in Adams County, one of the farms being recognized as a century farm this year. Just one of the many stories brought to you by Compeer Financial that we will share those century and sesquicentennial farm stories with you all year long. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.